I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, by whose out of His unlimited compassion saved me from the darkest regions of the material world and continues in that to this very second. I offer my prostrated obeisances to the lotus feet of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to Sri Sri Radha Madan Mohan Ji, Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisimha Dev, Sri Shalagram Maharaj, praying that we can all together continue to increase our service to their lotus feet perpetually by their grace, and that they will grace this ceremony today. I offer my humble obeisances unto the feet of our revered sannyasi godbrothers, His Holiness Giriraj Swami, His Holiness Keshava Bharti Das Goswami Maharaj, who have both, out of extreme mercy, come here today to bless this event. I offer my most humble obeisances unto the feet of all my God brothers and God sisters, by whose association, friendship, love, mercy, I have any standing at all in devotional service. And I pray for your continued association and support. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of all the devotees at ISV, who are my very life and soul. You have been sent here by Lord Chaitanya to push on this extraordinary mission started by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. And somehow or other, you've become dearer to me than my own life. I offer my obeisances to all the guests who are here today visiting for this occasion, for this ceremony. We heartily welcome you and pray that you'll come back again and again and give us your association. Hare Krishna. In this world that is controlled by the three modes of material nature, the gunas, sattva, rajas, and tamas, the jiva is in a disadvantaged situation, becomes bound down by the modes of nature. And in that situation, in a dreamlike state, it's very difficult to do anything meaningful. In fact, the very name of this world is Durga, which means difficult to go. And in fact, nowadays, everyone's realizing more and more what that means. It's difficult to go anywhere in this world nowadays. Or it's difficult to stay also. Therefore, when someone decides to do something significant, and significant means, especially according to the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarva Dharman Parityaja Mame Kam Sharanam Braja Aham Tvam Sarva Papibhyo Moksha Ishami Masucha, gives very simple instruction, just surrender unto me, and I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. Do not fear, do not worry, do not hesitate. It will solve all of your problems immediately. However, Krishna also says, Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye, yatatam api siddhanam kaschid mam veti tatvata. Hardly anyone's ready to do that. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection. Of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So when someone decides to move forward in spiritual life, to make a surrender, it's an extraordinary event. Krishna is the well-wisher of everyone. He's simply waiting within the heart to give facility to anyone who wants to approach him. Tesham satatatyuktanam pachitam prittipurvakam tadami bhuti yogam tam yena mam upayantite. So when a devotee decides to come forward to take up this, accept this initiation into the sampradaya, Krishna becomes pleased. In fact, Shastra says this over and over again. The acharyas state this very clearly, that this official entry and declaration, as we're doing here today, is very pleasing to the Lord. Many people almost do something. A lot of people think about doing something. So when someone actually does something, rather than almost doing something, then it moves everyone else. So we're very fortunate today that Ramaswamy, Bhakta Ramaswamy, and Bhakta Leon have decided to formally enter into the Rama Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, and that's why we're having this ceremony today. So, Sampradaya means Krishna's mercy. He's eager that we come back home, back to Godhead. It's not his idea that we stay here. His idea is for us to come back home, back to Godhead. And in fact, the material world is miserable for a reason. He doesn't want us to stay here. We're driving on the wrong side of the road and then complaining about traffic tickets and accidents. So Krishna sends his mercy. And the profound way that he extends himself in this world is through his devotees, through the sampradaya. There are four Vaishnava sampradayas, one coming from Lord Brahma, one coming from Lord Shiva, one coming from Lakshmiji, one coming from Chatusana, the four Kumaras. All of them have the same aim, and that is to expand the knowledge of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to everyone in the world. They may have slightly different ways of doing it, just like there are Republicans and there are Democrats. There are different parties, obviously, but their idea is the same. It's to promote the country, hopefully. So Krishna himself says in the Bhagavad Gita, evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo viduhu. Sakalaneha mahata yoga nashta parantapa. He mentions to Arjuna that this knowledge, which is the lifeline, which brings us back home, back to Godhead, which gives us everything we need in this world to be happy and to go back to Godhead, is extended through his parampara. He passes it down just as a ripe mango is picked from the top of a tree. It's passed down carefully from one hand to the next until it's delivered safely, carefully, intact to the recipient at the bottom of the tree. So this ceremony with fruits and flowers and a fire and the assembly of devotees here before our beloved lordships, before the exalted Vaishnavas, is meant to impress upon us the seriousness of accepting this sampradaya, of officially entering within this and making vows. Today, Bhakti Leon, Bhakti Ramaswamy will make vows, which they will keep for the rest of their life, in order to please the Lord, in order to go back home, back to Godhead. So this kind of initiation for the Harinam, we also see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He met first with his spiritual master, Sri Ishvara Puri. He received instructions from him about chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And then afterwards, he came back to him for more instruction. Because after chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, he asked his spiritual master, is it right that I'm going crazy? I'm going mad, I'm crying, I'm laughing, I'm falling on the ground like a madman. And his spiritual master was very pleased and quoted a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. Evam vratasva priyanama kirtya chitana rago chita chuta uchar hasatyato rotiti roti gayati unmadavam rititi lokabayaha. He said, when one takes a vow to chant this mantra, then the heart will melt. One will become extremely attracted to a particular name of the Lord. And then gradually, according to the rules and standards of this world, one will practically go mad. Not caring for outsiders, such a person may dance, may laugh, may cry, may roll on the ground. Of course, not everyone shows this kind of emotion publicly. But the heart does melt. And one does meet Krishna through his name. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they've all said that this process of taking Harinam initiation is extremely authorized. In fact, they say that when one finds out about it, the serious practitioner should take it up, should take Harinam initiation. Otherwise, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if one doesn't do this, one is chanting in Namaparad. So it's a serious matter for those who are very serious about chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also mentions this initiation process. And it is a process which he calls Panchasamskar, beginning with tapa, performing austerity, which means beginning to realize that this world is not important. What's important is going back home, back to Godhead. I could leave this world at any minute. And therefore, one performs some austerity, identifying oneself as a Vaishnava. Pundra, which means to mark one's body with tilak and neck beads, and to begin to look externally like a Vaishnava, which is beneficial for oneself and for the rest of the world. Everyone knows when you walk around with tilak on, people will notice you immediately and wonder what you're doing. According to the Nectar Devotion, just by seeing the tilak, one becomes purified. It's from the spiritual world. Next is nama. Nama means to officially accept the holy name of the Lord from a spiritual master. After chanting for some time, seriously, and becoming steady in the four regulative principles, in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, then one can accept from the spiritual master mantra. The Panchatrik mantras have been passed down from great personalities like Narada Muni. And these are especially important in the Kali Yuga, because in the Kali Yuga age, Kalushudra Shambhava, it's topsy-turvy everywhere. Very difficult to make spiritual advancement. Prayanal payusha shavya kalavasmi gejana Manda Simanda Matayo, Manda Pagya Hupadrita, in this iron age of Kali, men are but short lives. They're quarrelsome, lazy, unlucky, misguided, and above all, always disturbed. In this environment, it's very difficult to make advancement spiritually. Therefore, our great acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Jiva Goswami, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, have recommended this process. And taking the mantra, the Panchratrik mantra, means in a purified state, one then can use those mantras to worship the deity of the Lord, Yaga. One of the five most important activities out of the 64 in devotional service is to worship the deity and to properly approach the deity in a pleasing way. Pleasing to Krishna means one should take this Panchasamskar process. And that's what these devotees are doing today. The holy name of Lord Krishna is all-powerful. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Binat Dvam Nama Namino. It means that Krishna and his name are non-different. He's a person. And he's such a wonderful, transcendentally wonderful person that he's fully manifest when we say Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All of his mercy, all of his... There are about 2 tons of cars in front of the stores. That is important. your cars may be towed if you're parked in front of the store. I'm sorry for the inconvenience. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Binat Vam Namanami No means that there's no difference at all between Krishna and his name. And this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, three names of the Lord, Hare, Krishna, and Rama in 16 syllables, is highly authorized, having been given in the Kali Shantarana Upanishad, Agni Purana, Brahmanda Purana, Iti Sodasakam Nam Nam Kali Kalma Shanashanam. It's mentioned there that this mantra, Yata paratayopaya sarva vedishu drishyate. If you know what you're doing by looking through the Vedas, you will find that they're all speaking ultimately about the holy name of the Lord, Krishna. Sarva vedishu drishyate. Those who are wise can understand this. This particular name, the Hare Krishna, this particular mantra, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, especially for the Kali Yuga age, will deliver us from all kinds of difficulties. Iti sodasakam nam nam Kali kalma shanashanam. Any kind of trouble, obstacle from the age of Kali can be destroyed by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. The Vedas have many aspects. They're speaking about Brahman, they're speaking about our situation in the material world, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Shute apya Upanishadam dure harikatam ritam, that these utterances from the Upanishads, like Soham Tattvamasi, are very far from the nectar that comes from chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Dure harikatam ritam. Because when one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Krishna bolbe jabe pulakabe jorbe anki bolitai. One's hairs stand on end, one will begin to cry, one will feel ecstasy by chanting Hare Krishna without offense. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu quoted this verse and said, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, pointed to by all the Vedic literature, is very far from these utterances of the Upanishads. So, Rupa Goswami says, to confirm this, Nikila Shutimali Ratnamala Dyuti Nirajita Padapanka Janka I Mukta Kaleru Pasyamanam Paritasam Harinama Samshrayami. That all of the Vedas personified are engaged in a worship, in a puja ceremony. And if one peeks inside that temple room where those Vedas personified are doing their puja, their worship, their Mangal Artik, one will find that they are worshiping the tips of the toes of the lotus feet of Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, through this sampradaya, this Gaudiya sampradaya, the acharyas are pointing to this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this holy name and he asked everyone, simply chant Hare Krishna. Because by doing that, by taking the holy name, you'll get everything. Shraddha shabde vishvas kohe surida nishchoy Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita hoy. This is advancement. This is faith. This means one who understands that if I chant Hare Krishna, everything good will come. That Krishna will make arrangements for everything. I don't have to do anything else. Of course, we have to do so many things. But one who has this faith that I don't have to do anything else but chant Hare Krishna, that this is the root cause of all advancement in devotional service, such a person is qualified to take this Harinam initiation. So there are ways, because Krishna is a person, to become more attractive to him. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to be a great devotee. Just try to be a good devotee. And there are instructions given by the great acharyas who are very advanced in Krishna consciousness, who have deep sentiment for Krishna, for his holy name, for his devotees, for his holy dham, who instruct us exactly how to act in such a way that we can please Krishna. And they've enumerated these for our benefit. We have all these literatures, like the Nectar of Devotion, like the Nectar of Instruction. Krishna has given the Bhagavad Gita. We have the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Chaitanya. This is an avalanche of mercy coming down on us. And the instructions we take from these revealed scriptures will give us the correct path how to go back home, back to Godhead, especially by chanting the holy name of the Lord without offense. So, it's not that one can just chant Hare Krishna and attain all perfection, unless one is also extremely mindful, living a life which is dedicated to avoiding offenses to the holy name. This is the meaning of the second stage of chanting Hare Krishna. Unless one is trying vigilantly in every minute to avoid offenses to the holy name of Krishna, one is chanting in nama paradha, making offenses, because it's the nature of this world to be inattentive, to be crazy, to be neglectful, to be lazy. And therefore, spiritual life means, especially, to chant Hare Krishna, but at the same time, to vigilantly avoid offenses against the holy name. And one who is doing that is qualified for initiation into the holy name of the Lord. And such a person will make rapid advancement in the chanting process. So there are 10 offenses in the matter of chanting the holy name of the Lord. And the first offense is to vilify the devotees of the Lord who are distributing the holy name. Bhakti Devi is very generous. She'll reach out to the lowest kinds of souls in this world. But she chooses to do so through her devotees. That's the process. That's how Bhakti Devi, the Surup Shakti, the internal energy of the Lord, who actually connects us to the spiritual world, distributes herself in this world through the devotees, particularly through the Madhyama Adhikari. Ishvare taradineshu balisheshu dvisatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamaha. This Madhyama Adhikari is described in the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam as one who gives all love to the Supreme Lord, who makes friendships with all the devotees, who gives mercy to those who are innocent, and who avoids those who are against the Lord. Those persons move about this world, some of them in the sannyasi ashram, going door to door, meeting people, staying for 2-3 days, just long enough to milk a cow so they can give association. Some in the grihastha ashram. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the grihastha ashram is very, very important for preaching because grihasthas can go everywhere. Wedding ceremonies, bar mitzvahs, family reunions. And in those circumstances, they also give the holy name. They distribute to the innocent. They find where they are. They infiltrate. And they give the holy name. And this is how Bhakti Devi distributes herself, through the devotees. Therefore, if one develops a disrespectful attitude towards those devotees who are distributing the holy name of the Lord, then Bhakti Devi can withdraw herself. She's swatantra. She's independent. She doesn't have to go anywhere. And if someone is offensive in that way, she can withdraw her mercy. And therefore, the first offense, blaspheming devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord, is especially important. It's called the Hatimata offense, the mad elephant offense. If there's a tiny little creeper growing, representing our bhakti lata or our bhakti creeper. If you have a garden, if you let a wild animal into the garden, what to speak of an elephant, then your creeper will be trampled and ruined. So we should avoid this offense at all costs in body, mind, words. And if we make some offense inadvertently, we should make up for it. Otherwise, we will lose our taste for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Krishna will withdraw himself from our vision, and our bead bag will feel like it's 200 pounds. You go to pick it up, and it'll be very difficult to chant. Second offense against the holy name of the Lord is to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Those who read Bhagavad Gita can understand very clearly Krishna's supreme position. Matak paratanam nyanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. Mai sarvam idam protam sutre manigana iva. Krishna says, there's no one superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread. The demigods are angas of the Lord, and they're not independent. Also, we shouldn't disrespect the demigods. We should see them in their proper place as servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they should be given proper respect. But to mistake them as being one is offensive to the holy name of the Lord. The holy Lord Sri Krishna is supreme, and his holy name is also supreme. The third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So, Srila Prabhupada has quoted in this regard, yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati kutopi. If one pleases the spiritual master, then one automatically makes advancement in spiritual life. And if one displeases the spiritual master, then, as Prabhupada said, one is lost in the wilderness. If one gives up the order of the spiritual master, then destination unknown. The spiritual master is acting on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Recently, I received some packages from India. Of course, only half of them have arrived. I'm still waiting a month later for the other half. And they were books wrapped in cloth. They sew them up. So one day I was going out of my house and I saw the postman outside my house with three bundles, which I knew were my books coming from Vrindavan. And he was trying to scan them with a little barcode on the outside. And I went over to him to say, you know, I live here, those are my books. Of course, he had to go through the whole process of getting the numbers correctly scanned in so he could track the packages. And that took some time because they were coming from India and they were rather smudged. And while I was standing next to the postman, I noticed that he looked like an ordinary person. And he was. He probably lives in my neighborhood or in the Bay Area somewhere. But simultaneously, he was wearing the postal uniform. It's a federal position. As Satyadeva Prabhu pointed out the other day, if I intentionally bumped into him or pushed him or something like that, I would have to go to jail. Right, Satya? It's a felony to assault a postman. Federal offense. So the postman himself was an ordinary person, but because he's wearing the postal uniform and acting as an authorized representative of the postal service, and he has the badge, and he's delivering the mail, he's important for that reason. So Srila Prabhupada said the spiritual master is a postal peon. He's delivering Krishna. He's delivering Krishna's message as he or she has received it from the spiritual master and is passing it along. So for that reason, one should be very careful to, if one accepts a spiritual master, to follow the order of the spiritual master and try to please the spiritual master. This is the third offense. To disobey that order of the spiritual master, displease the spiritual master, is offensive to the holy name. The fourth offense is to blaspheme Vedic literatures or literatures in pursuance of the Vedic version. We don't have vision in this world to understand anything. Oma jnana timirandasya jnananjana shalakaya. Our eyes are closed by the darkness of ignorance when we enter into this world, and through the senses, it's impossible to understand real knowledge. Therefore, Krishna extends himself to us through revealed scripture, through Shastra. One who has faith in Shastra is also qualified to move ahead in spiritual life. So if someone discounts the Shastra or makes offense against the Shastra, this is also an offense to the holy name of the Lord. The fifth offense in the chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imaginary. In the Navadip Dham Mahatmya, as Keshav Bharati Maharaj is one of his favorite verses and quotations, is that if one becomes too much confident in one's own intelligence, one will become empowered to reject the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Therefore, we should not take shelter of our own materialistic intelligence, but we should take shelter of the instructions of the Shastra, Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu, and understand that Krishna and his name are non-different, and that there's no exaggeration whatsoever when the Shastra speaks about the holy name of the Lord and how powerful it is. When Haridas Thakur was visiting a learned circle of brahmanas, the topic came up about the holy name of the Lord. And someone asked him to speak about that. You're chanting all the time, so please say something. Humbly, he said, I don't know much about Shastra, but I will say that I do know that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, even in Namabhas, means just in the clearing stage, not completely purely, but just past the offensive stage, just by once chanting in that situation, one attains liberation from the material world. And one of the so-called learned Brahmins in that assembly immediately objected. He was puffed up, and he said, who is this low-born person speaking to us Brahmins? And he's saying that just by chanting Hare Krishna, one becomes liberated from the material world. Yogis practice jnana for many, many lifetimes to attain that position. And he's saying that just by chanting Hare Krishna Namabhas, you'll attain the same position. This is ridiculous. He said, I curse you, he said to Haridas Thakur, that if this statement you have made is not true, may your nose fall off. And what happened was, a couple of days later, this impudent Brahmin's nose fell off himself for offending Haridas Thakur. The sixth offense is to give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord. When we chant Hare Krishna, we don't have to interpret. We don't have to make up any meaning. It's very simple. In fact, we can never come to the end of understanding the holy name. Krishna is Adhoksaja. In the Sanskrit alphabet, there's A at the beginning and Sha at the end, and all the letters in between. And Krishna is Adhoksaja, which means that he's beyond what you can express with all of those syllables. Those who chant Hare Krishna purely, like Rupa Goswami expressed, that if I had millions of ears and millions of tongues, I would not be able to sufficiently chant the holy name or hear the holy name. So when we chant, there's no need to interpret, but simply to listen and hear and respectfully wait for the Lord to reveal himself to us. Atashri Krishna Namadi Nabaved Graimindraye Sevam Mukhi Hijivado Swayameva Spratyada. This is recommended by the Shastra, that if you simply chant Hare Krishna, if you use your tongue to serve the Lord in that way, through chanting and tasting prasadam, then he will reveal himself. You don't have to try to jump up through interpretation. The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting the holy name of the Lord. If one thinks that this is a mantra factory, and now I've got the great touchstone by which I can have the best of both worlds and chant Hare Krishna and make sinful activities, drinking water underwater on a fast day, the oldest trick in the book, forget about it. Krishna knows everything. He's in our heart, and he responds to our sincerity of purpose and our honesty. Eighth offense. What's the eighth offense? It's to consider the chanting Hare Krishna to be equal to some other sacrifice, like those mentioned in the Karmakanda section of the Vedas, in which one is desiring some fruitive result. In fact, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a statement by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami that says, if one thinks that performing a million Ashwamedha horse yagyas at the confluence of the Ganges and Jamuna during a solar eclipse is equal to one time chanting Hare Krishna, that person is an atheist bound to go to hell. The chanting of Hare Krishna is so exalted that Rupa Goswami Nikila Shruti Mali Ratnamara Aimukta Kalearu Pasyamanam. This is what's performed by liberated people. This is what the very exalted souls do. They chant the holy name of the Lord. They have no interest in this world. Shukadeva Goswami and the great acharyas, they're chanting the holy name of the Lord in pure love of God with no interest in the material world. So to compare it to some kind of sacrifice where there's some minuscule result, as Keshav Bharti Maharaj was pointing out last night, as we were rounding the bend towards my house, just out of the blue, he said, one particle of dust, this is from the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, one particle of dust from Goloka Vrindavan is more valuable than all of the wealth combined within the entire material world. All the universes together, one particle of dust. So chanting Hare Krishna, the value of that is inestimable, and one should not compare it to anything mundane, which is giving some reward in this world. Ninth offense is to preach to those who are uninterested, to preach to the faithless. It's also an offense to accept for initiation those who don't have faith in the holy name of the Lord, which is completely the opposite of what's happening today. As I've given the example before, it's one that I like, the example I like very much, that if you give finely sewn and embroidered clothes to a monkey, you've wasted it. And it's a travesty, actually. The person who made it and everyone, all the work that went into it is profaned by giving it to such a unappreciative creature who will simply rip it to shreds and leave it hanging from some tree. So be careful about who you give the holy name to, because it is the most valuable thing in this world. In fact, when we present Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam to people in public, we also try to be very careful about that, although Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy is unlimited and we shower them on everyone following in his footsteps. We're also mindful that people respect them, and we should be careful when we're distributing the holy name of the Lord who we give it to. Tenth offense is to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on the matter. And maintenance, someone pointed out the other day on one of our email exchanges, Ramaswamy, about maintenance. It's the hardest thing. There's creation and destruction, which a lot of people are good at. In fact, you know, in certain communities, you know, people destroy things, that they're bent on destroying things, and it's not that hard to use your intelligence to figure out ways to blow things up. I used to do it when I was a kid. not in a big way, but in a small way, and it was fun, and it was easy to blow things up. And creating things is also, you know, a little harder, but not as hard as maintenance, because that requires steadiness, it requires balance, and to maintain something over time, well, it's Vishnu's job. Shiva destroys, Brahma creates. Vishnu is the only one qualified to maintain the material world. So if you're going to spend so much time maintaining something, don't maintain material desires. You're going to put so much energy in. If it's so hard to maintain, then don't maintain material desires. Maintain your devotional service. Maintain your sadhana. Maintain your humble attitude. Then you're actually maintaining something that's worth maintaining. So the 11th offense is the root cause of all the other offenses, according to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that is inattentive chanting. And the best example I've heard of this to imprint in our minds of inattentive chanting and how it's offensive was given by His Holiness Giriraj Swami at our Japa retreat when he compared it to getting ready to go to an interview for a job. And when you get there and you sit down and they begin the interview, you start getting up and walking around, or you turn your back, or you get on your cell phone, and you just completely what's that? Look at your watch. Cardinal sin, never look at your watch. Because then immediately the person will become offended. And it is offensive. What everyone desires in this world, actually, it's not money, it's not property, it's attention. We want reciprocation, we want love. And that's what Krishna wants too. And so it doesn't take that much, because Krishna is so kind, to express that, especially by concentrating our mind when we chant, just at least for 16 rounds a day, to do our utmost best to hear the holy name, to chant with full attention. That's a good sound here, because it means one Sri Upanishad sold. Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. So those are the 10 offenses. There are the 11 offenses that are mentioned. And here are a couple extra things. And that is that numerical strength is important. And this is why today you're taking a vow to not only follow four regulative principles, because if you chant and you also sin at the same time, then your determination will be ruined. It'll be very difficult to make advancement. And it's like lighting a fire, trying to burn a fire while pouring water on it at the same time. The Goswamis of Vrindavan set the example in their sadhana, in their practice, Sankhya Purvakanama Gana Natibi Kalavasani Krito, that they were regulated. They counted how much they chanted every day, and it was very important to them. And by doing that on a regular basis with attention, fixing a certain number of rounds, which has been passed down to us through Parampara, through Srila Prabhupada, at least 16 rounds a day. One sannyasi asked Prabhupada, you know, what's the number 16? How's that important? Is it a special number? Can we chant more? Prabhupada said, if you can chant 16,000 rounds a day, then go ahead and do that. So we say at least 16 rounds a day. So fix yourself on some regulated practice of devotional service, and it will give you all strength. And you'll, as Prabhupada said to one devotee early in the movement, if you follow the four regulative principles very carefully and you chant 16 rounds a day without fail, your devotional service will become as strong as the Himalaya mountains. So numerical strength, and the other just 2 days ago, I was walking by through the park, Washington Park, right near my house, and there was a baseball team practicing there. And they were going through these drills over and over and over again. Man on first, man on third, two outs, what do you do now? And then he'd hit the ball, and everyone doesn't know about baseball so much, maybe should have said cricket. But hits the ball, and then everyone has to move into place and throw the ball to the right place, probably around the same thing. So I stopped to watch him for a few minutes, and I learned some good things from the coach. And one of the things he was yelling out to everybody over and over again, he said, muscle memory, gentlemen, muscle memory. It means that if you practice something over and over again, after a while, like baseball, man on first, man on third, two outs, ball goes down the first base line. You've practiced it so many times, you don't think about it. You know what to do. You know which way you're going to move, which way you're going to go. And I was thinking how that relates to this numerical strength, that every day, if you make it your business, first thing when you wake up in the morning is to remember Krishna and to chant your rounds carefully and take this as your life and soul, as you are now, then it will become a part of your being. It's in your muscle memory. He also said, baseball 101, not 103. So concentrate on this, on the basics, the simple things, before you move on anywhere else. Those will come automatically. If you follow the four regulative principles perfectly and chant 16 good rounds a day, you are in elite company in this world. And that is the meaning of this initiation today. Finally, take advantage of the power of humility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Trinadapi Sunichena, Toror Api Suhishnuna, Amanina Manadina, Kirtaniya Sadahari, that if you are humble like a blade of grass, if you're tolerant like a tree, if you're ready to give respects to all others and not expecting anything in return, then you can go on chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with no obstruction. In the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, the concept of humility, it's called dainya, means extreme humility, means that when you find advanced stages of devotional service like prema, practically the two things are intertwined. There's extreme humility and prema. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, amanidvam adambitvam, in discussing the process of knowledge, that the first two components are humility and pridelessness. Therefore, take advantage of this, and in words, in mind, and in actions, cultivate humility towards all other living beings. And then Krishna will always bless your efforts and help you advance in devotional service. Hare Krishna. So now we will invoke the names. We'll invoke the names and the beads. So, sorry, it's my first time. So now we have neck beads. Okay, so if someone could put the neck beads on. Are yours on already? Your three strands? Okay. Can someone help Ramaswamy Bhakti Jonathan take those off and put his other beads on? So these neck beads, Prabhupada said, were like a dog collar and keep us close to the spiritual master, to the devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur sings how he wants to be a dog tied to the porch of the Vaishnavas. And there he'll reside and ward away any kind of bad visitors, and he'll take the scraps of remnants coming from the Vaishnavas, living as a dog. So these three strands represent our dedication to the lotus feet of the Vaishnava. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so Ramaswami Prabhu, if you'll kindly pay your obeisances to the sannyasis and then come forward and receive your japa mala and your beads. We need a bigger place, though. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, Ramaswami Prabhu came to ISV a few years ago. Was it three? About 2.5 years ago. I remember because I was here that day. And we went out on Sankirtan the first day that I met him. Maybe it was the second time he came to the temple. And I remember how we went to, I think it was India Cash and Carry. And it was his first time. We said, "Do you want to go on Sankirtan?" He said, "What is it?" And he basically said, "Whatever it is, I'll do it. As long as it's service." And so we went out, and I remember the first book that he distributed was a Sri Upanishad. And we were standing in front of the store. I think it was Ramaswami, me, and Dayaniti Prabhu. And I think that you had only read by then the Bhagavad Gita or something. At least you hadn't read the Sri Upanishad. So I was busy. Dayaniti Prabhu was busy talking to people, selling book. And then somebody else came over, wanted to buy a book. So I said, "Ramaswami, show him this book." So he took a Sri Upanishad, and I remember the words that he said when he showed them. He said, hand him the book. He said, "I've heard this is a really good book." And immediately I knew he would be successful in his devotional life because he was already following the principle of Shruti Praman, that he had heard it was a good book, and that gave him enough faith to want to give it to somebody else. Since that time, your devotional service at ISV has steadily increased, which is sort of an understatement, kind of like a rocket going into space. You've endeared yourself to all the devotees. You're the first one here in the morning. You're the last one to go at night. You're always on Sankirtan. You do everything that's needful, and you do it in a humble way. And in my heart of hearts, you're very much deserving of this Harinam initiation. I'm very proud and happy to give you this these beads and a name. So please say your vows before the devotees, for the deities.
Hare Krishna.
Okay. Your name is Ramananda Sakadas. Hare Krishna. Jai. 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 Hare 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 Krishna Jai. So Bhakti Leon, offer your obeisances to the senior devotees. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Bhakta Leon. We met in Mayapur, and I was just in Mayapur, and I was remembering again when we met. It was in my mind, especially because now knowing you so well and being very close to you, I think back to that time when we met in Mayapur, right outside Prabhupada Samadhi. You walked up to me and asked me a question, and I didn't know who you were, but you introduced yourself, and then I think also we had met over the internet. You had written me some question. And since then, over time, first of all, you were known to us all here as Leon of London. And there was the... We talked frequently about Leon of London, and then Leon of London actually came here a couple of years ago to visit and stay. And since that time, of course, I also remember that we met in Vrindavan. That time it was very important, those meetings. We were chanting every morning the prayers to Prahlad Maharaj up in my room in the MVT, and a bunch of devotees would show up, and somehow or other you also found out about it, and you were in there, and we talked afterwards about it. So you have become a part of this family at ISV, and are in the hearts of all the devotees here. You've been very sincere about devotional service for many, many years, and very recently have especially done so much service that it's hard to calculate how much. If we went back and counted the amount of service that you've done, it would pile high and block out the sun. So this, your contribution to the Sankirtan and your sincerity and strength in taking the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and very seriously the four regulative principles has endeared you to me, to all the devotees, and we're very happy today to present you with Harinam initiation. So what are the what are your vows? For the rest of your life, strictly every day. Jai. So, it's my great pleasure to welcome you, as we're welcoming Ramananda Sakha Das on behalf of the great Acharyas, the entire disciplic session, on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, to the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. And your name is Nitai Kripadas. Hare Krishna. Jai. Jai.
Nitai Kripadas Prabhu.
Jai. Hare Hare Rama. Hare Krishna.